Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Vinny and Haney on Sports Radio, 105.7 The Fan.
Walls into center field. Colt Cowser, who homered to give the Orioles the lead, makes the catch to end the game. Brilliant baseball all the way around.
I think we had a pretty good mix going, and that was the plan going in, and kind of mix speeds and just try to get it off barrel. Not one day, I think, this year we haven't had the confidence of getting back to 500. Like, I don't think that's going to be a tall task.
I don't know if we ever expect zeros, but it feels pretty good right now. I mean, they've been really good here for 3 or 4 weeks. So I think when the bullpen got built, this was kind of what we thought it might be, and it's kind of happening right now before our eyes. Left-handed pitching is another story for us, and the guy's throwing 100 miles an hour, and here comes Gunn in a big spot and gets a big knock and extends the lead. So, yeah, I feel like quietly it's been a lot better here for a couple weeks. I mean, you guys can probably go look at the numbers, but I feel like it's been pretty good.
Tony Manzalina, Orioles interim manager, talking about the Orioles, their success with runners in scoring position as of late, 5 for 10 last night. Also talking about their ability to hit lefties a little bit better. Gunnar Henderson, 7 straight games with a hit against the left-handed pitcher. Adley from the right side again. He got a knock against the lefty. So the bats, hey, look, Scoobled them. And a couple of nights ago, they got rayed. The opener of this series against Tampa, 11 Ks. That was all she wrote. See ya. Wouldn't want to be. But last night, against a good pitcher, Orioles' patience at the plate paid off. And their ability now to hit with runners in scoring position, they're still not lighting the world on fire, but they're better because they were atrocious in that area. And are slowly but surely starting to creep up and being effective in that area. You know why? Because they're healthy. And they're as healthy as they've been in quite some time with the stick. Yes, Mountcastle's going to be out for a while. He's been replaced for now. And we'll see what Kobe Mayo brings to the equation when he gets another at bat. Because Tampa's pretty righty heavy when it comes to their rotation. Taj Bradley today is a right-hander, throws pretty hard, and we'll see if Mayo at least gets a start, mix him in, sort of thing. But Tony Manzalino's in the winning games business. And with a win last night, Orioles moved to within 10 games of 500. Again, can't seem to get over that threshold. But with a win tonight, they're guaranteed of at least the split of the series, which you'll take. And I said it a couple of days ago. And I'll reiterate today, you go 4-3 on the road trip through Tampa and through New York, who, by the way, if you look at the standings, are the top two teams in the division. Yankees have lost 5 in a row. They haven't scored in 29 innings. That's a them thing. And we'll talk more about them in depth as the week progresses, as we get close to the start of that series. Dean Kramer, talking about missing barrels. He was sweating his ass off, I know that, down in Tampa. You can see the sweat brimming off the cap. Are coming off the brim of the cap. 5 innings, 4 runs, or 4 hits, 1 run, 2 Ks, 2 walks, 4 Ks. Nolan, let me ask you this. Quality start by definition, whoever made up this definition. And me and Molesky were getting into this on Friday. 6 innings, 3 runs or less. Right? That's if you give up, you pitch 6 innings, which is good because you're giving depth. 3 runs, that's 450 earned run average. Bob Haney, frugal guy, keep wasting money on scratch-offs for some reason. 5 innings, 1 run. We take in 6-3 or 5-1? You know what I mean? If he goes 6-3, it's a ball game. Tampa's in it. He goes 5 innings, only 1 run. The Orioles leave. He leaves with the lead, gets the win. So I don't even know why this is an argument, quite frankly. That's not considered a quality start by definition. Again, I don't know who made this up. Someone who probably never pitched six innings in Major League Baseball, I'm going to assume. Got the win because you pitch five, you qualify for the dub, his sixth of the year. So I would say that's a better start than someone going six innings or seven innings and giving up three, four runs. Or am I insane by thinking this logically?
Here? Well, you're right. I mean, yeah, it's obviously yes. You take the fewer runs and just one less inning. But I mean, what does a quality start even mean? Nobody's talking about, oh, these are the league leaders in quality starts. I mean, sure, you hear it every once in a while, but like, does that even register with you? I feel like it means the same as a win. This pitcher is 7-3 on the year. Well, who cares? What's his ERA? What's his whip? Right. Stuff like that. I mean, I just, it feels like it's almost a fantasy baseball stat at this point. It matters there, but that's about it.
I think it's more like that was back a few years back when pitchers were going 8-9 innings, you know, getting a quality start was six. Now, pitchers aren't looked. How many people go nine anymore? Nobody. You know, so I mean, five is more realistic.
It still counts as a stat, though. Quality starts. And I'll tell you who the quality start leaders are in a minute. Corbin Burns was among the leaders last year in the American League. But it's all about run prevention. And what Dean Kramer did last night after Zach Eplin did not prevent Tampa from scoring runs was huge. That was a clean game. And you heard Tony Manzalino say, you got a quality start in the Bob Haney rule book. Bullpen's great and continued to be so. Aiken got himself out of some stuff. Mountain came in, just kind of blew things away in the ninth inning. By the way, the slider was a strike. The pitch on the outside that rung up the catcher, Jansen, that was a ball. And that's what you get when you don't, you know, you have an umpire just kind of at his discretion on what a ball or a strike may be within the zone. But 5-for-10 runners in scoring position. How about Ramon Laureano? What he has brought to the equation. Dylan Carlson, 3 more hits, can literally play all 3 outfield positions at the same time. And Jeremy and I were talking before the show, the switchover, Jeremy Kahn, Big Bad Morning Show. He likes Kerstad. He likes the hit tool. I politely disagree. Not getting him to scream and matches it. 9:55 in the morning. He was kind of bent that Kobe Mayo hasn't played the last 2 days, and I'm feeling him on that one. Maybe give him some swings tonight. But Dylan Carlson brings way more to the equation. Eddie's about the same age, by the way, as Heston Kerstad. I think they're literally the same age. One was third in the Rookie of the Year in the National League, 21. One was the second overall pick in the draft in 2020. But Manzalino said, we're in the winning games business. And we're sitting here talking about the Orioles being back. And let me pull this up real quick. They're 6 out of the wild card. Okay? They're not back. They're better, as I've stressed. And the series isn't over. We'll judge them in a couple of days. But Dylan Carlson, if you're in the winning business and trying to get into the playoff picture, Dylan Carlson gives you a better chance to do that than Heston Kerstad does. And Ramon Laureano has played in the bleeping playoffs. And yes, Kerstad was on the playoff roster last 2 years. But you're in the we could salvage the season mode. And Manzalino might be managing it. Who's the dude from that calls in and says he should have got the job full-time when he got the interim tag? Can't remember his name. I apologize. Because he's called and said Manzalino should be the manager. He might be. So he's managing for either his future in Baltimore or somewhere else. They're trying to win. I mean, this thing is wide open. And it's all going to depend on their success the next couple of weeks in regards to what Mike Elias' long-term or short-term plans for this season is, and certainly maybe looking long-term for next year. We'll get Grayson and Bradish and all that back. Maybe that's kind of, we'll work about that in 26. We're about 25, which is still salvageable now.
Bob, I'll bet you, and Nolan, I'll bet you if they did a poll of the players, who would you rather have? If you just did the pitchers, Who would you rather have in the outfield, Carlson or Kerstad? It'd be unanimous.
Oh, I think that's kind of a no-brainer there. Yeah.
No, I mean, you want that good defense. And like you said, I mean, even if Carlson isn't batting every day, which really, if this team's at full strength, you shouldn't need him in your lineup every day. But late game situations, bring him in to shore up your defense a little bit. I mean, he's kind of a do-it-all type of guy. The expectations were low. He wasn't signed here really to even, I mean, at least for me, I thought that he probably wasn't going to make the majors unless someone else got hurt, which is exactly how it played out. And if O'Neill was here and actually playing well, who knows if Carlson's still in AAA or not.
Who had another setback last Friday, by the way. But let's throw this out there. We're in the winning games business. Carlson in May, 286 batting average, 839 OPS, two homers, six ribbies. In June, he's hitting 318 with an 839 OPS. Quality baseball right there. Why? And he's a switch hitter. I don't see why this is even a dilemma right now.
Well, it's not.
Right.
I mean, he's contributing. Someone like Mayo, though, I think that's a little bit more of an interesting conversation because he's starting to actually produce for you. But I don't necessarily hate Mancelino or whoever's making the lineup's decision to not have him in there. I mean, clearly they were just fine without him last night. It didn't seem to make a big difference. But we can keep calling for a guy like Kobe Mayo to play every day. But I felt like a lot of that desire came from the fact that the Orioles, we all thought, were a lost cause this year. So why not? You could even withstand him stinking it up for weeks at a time if it meant just getting him experience. But if at some point they are truly going to cross over from fringe to truly back or in the playoff race, then yes, that is going to come at a cost. And a guy like Kobe Mayo is probably going to start playing less. Just the reality. I mean, you said if you're in the winning business, at that point, it's not about developing a young player as much as we want to see it. It's about winning games. So if he's just average or slightly below average, he's not going to be in there.
I'm going to make a prediction he'll be in the lineup tonight because he hasn't played since Sunday. Get a little whatever rust he's accumulated. He is on kind of a heater. He's not Mike Schmidt by any stretch of the imagination, but he seems more confident. He's got a little bit of a cocky walk to him, getting more acclimated at first base. He's not a gold glover, but that's his position. So get to know it, love it, and enjoy it. I'm going to think he'll get some swings tonight down at Steinbrenner Field. But the Orioles win 5-1. They even the series at a game apiece. They can at least salvage a split with a win tonight and maybe go for the series win. Trevor Rogers. Yeah, that guy. Why in the hell did the Orioles trade for him? He sucks. Now we're looking at him as a guy that could be a stabilizer. And if you look at his AAA numbers, they weren't all that great. His best start was at Fenway over a month ago. So if you want to talk about the Birds of Baltimore, the original Birds, you can at 410-583-1057. The Ravens. Speaking of being back, Lamar Jackson was back. And when we come back, we're going to hear from him as he met with the media for the first time in 6 months. He's on a vengeance tour, and I'm kind of feeling that anger.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
After the fact, we're getting close to putting up Christmas trees that we are to pop in New Year's celebrations. You get the point. Yeah, it's Super Bowl or bust, as I said with Ken and Anthony on Cleveland Radio Today, the Fan. 17-0, lead the league in every offensive category, 15 Pro Bowlers. They lose in the divisional round, an insert team here. It's going to be a disappointment because they're at that phase. This window is still wide open. Mm-hmm. As long as number 8's healthy and in his prime, which he is, and you got these other weapons and all pros around him, the window is wide open. But now it's put up or shut up time. And you can be on a vengeance tour all you want. But if you lose to the Raiders and the Browns of the world when you're 10-point favorites, you know, that's great. You'll overcome and improvise and adapt. But, man, you lose in January again? I think patience is wearing thin with the fan base. Mm. And as we saw with the Orioles, Brandon Hyde, whose window, hey, the Ravens are legit Super Bowl contenders. Orioles, they're kind of in their World Series window. But the Ravens, you've been close. You won playoff games. You hosted the freaking championship game 2 years ago. And anything short is going to be unacceptable. And Lamar knows it. And he probably wants it more than anyone. Forget about fans and loyalties and running hot with your bets or whatever. You think Lamar Jackson doesn't want to win the Super Bowl more than you? You're insane.
I tell you what, Bob, when you walk out and you look at that football team, like when it's ones versus ones out there, it's a hell of a football team. And it's a good-looking football team. I mean, dudes are in shape. They're ready to go. You know, I mean, Lamar looks good. I thought Derrick Henry physically, I said, damn, it looked like he kind of leaned up even more. You know, I mean, he looks fast. He's big. You know, I mean, they're just, you know, I mean, Lamar threw a pick to Simpson, which, hey, it was good. Simpson made a hell of a play, which is good for Simpson. But they got a hell of a team. You know, Bob, the kicker missed his field goal first try, missed it right.
The looper.
Yeah, I mean, so 2 days, both times Bisciotti's been there, he's missed kicks. And he can't afford to do that. I mean, just because confidence of his teammates right now is the key thing that he's, you know, why he's kicking right now. If you make them, you know, they're going to feel good about you. But they're still going to wonder until you do it in a real game. That's what they're going to wonder. But back to this football team. I like this football team, and I like the way they work. I mean, they're no nonsense. They don't BS around. And, Bob, everybody was there. You know, there was nobody that was, you know, unless they were nicked or whatever. But it was an impressive, you know, it was a little chilly. It was drizzling rain the whole time. But didn't really matter. Guys working their ass off, and guys are making plays, and we'll get into, you know, guys that kind of stood out. But physically, it's a hell of a football team.
Has the regular season for them become sort of a, you know, just an appetizer to the playoffs? I mean, you want to win your division. Yeah. You don't want to eke in at 10-7, because if the Ravens are 10-7 and even make the playoffs, somebody's hurt or they're underachieving in a big, big way. They're losing games that they're not supposed to lose. But is the regular season kind of, we expect 13-4 Bob, and 12-5, in my opinion, 12-5 is a worst case scenario record for them this year.
Kind of like the Florida Panthers, Bob. What, they finished fourth in the division, you know? Just get us to the playoffs, and that's
yeah, but we'll they've do. Got playoff. Yeah, they've been to three straight Stanley Cups. Ravens haven't been to a Super Bowl yet.
But with the Ravens, it kind of reminds me of when I was in San Fran. The division didn't matter. You know, I mean, that was just kind of like a given.
You assume you're winning the thing.
Yeah, and it was all about, when do we play Dallas? Kind of like with the Ravens. When do we play Buffalo or Kansas City? And then can we get the division? Can we get the championship game at home? That's all we're playing for, you know, is to have home field. And when we play those teams, we send a message. So, I mean, to me, that's what it's all. And playing your best football at the end of the year. That's going to be critical.
And with all the success the Ravens have had, predating Lamar and Harbaugh, they've only hosted one championship game, and that was 2 years. Now, we thought in 2019, Lamar's first MVP year, foregone conclusion, they were going to host Kansas City in the AFC title.
No doubt.
And then Tennessee upset the apple cart. So I guess the big point is, and if you agree, people, feel free to get in at 410-583-1057. If they don't get to the Super Bowl, do we judge this as a disappointing season?
Absolutely. It's one of the best, if not the best. Them and Philly have the two best rosters in football.
Personally, and Nolan, check in here real quick before we go to a break and get to the phone calls. I think inch for inch, pound for pound. Now, there's a giant question mark with your place kicker right now.
Yes, it is.
If this was prime Tucker talent-wise, this is the best team in Ravens history. offensive line strong. You have a Hall of Fame running back. You have a Hall of Fame quarterback. You've got young stud receivers. You have arguably the best tight end room in football. You got all pros on defense. I mean, where's the weakness?
Yeah. I mean, in reality, Bob, they could have the offensive MVP, the defensive MVP, and a rookie of the year. They could have them all. Defensive MVP. They could have the defensive rookie of the year. They got two candidates. And I think in watching both are legit. Big time legit.
If you want to get in, you can at 410-583-1057. It's Woman Crush Wednesday. Pick a song. We'll play it. Your favorite female artiste or band, Ravens, back at the practice field coming up at 2 o'clock. One winning drive. And then after today, see you for 6 weeks until training camp. Orioles tonight in Tampa. Steinbrenner Field trying to win game two. Their second game of this three-game series after last night. That was a strong baseball team we saw last night against the Tampa Bay Rays. Can they keep it rolling? Yeah, Orioles are back? No. Are they better? Hell yeah. A lot better than they were a month ago. Actually, in June, they're one of the best teams.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Baseball.
Bob, and there's a ton of media, so it would be hard to put everybody in the end. That would be almost impossible.
Any national yapping heads out there yesterday or no?
I'm guessing there was, because there was a lot more media than normal, and The Ravens are only one of five, but nobody that I recognized, you know, was like ESPN guys that You would notice. I didn't notice anybody.
Training camp, they'll be...
It'll
be like the place to hang.
Yes.
One winning drive. Orioles, they hung an L on the Tampa Bay Rays last night because the Yankees lost again, which we'll get to. AL East report, talk about with Jim Hunter later in the show. Tampa had a chance to move within a game and a half of first place. That's how quickly things have changed. I mean, you go on this little heater, all of a sudden, you're in it to win it, and the Orioles have moved to within six of the wild card. Still not an ideal situation. They're still 10 games under 500, which is not where you want to be, but they're better. They've been really good in June. Offensively, percolating. Bullpen's been great. Defense been solid. Man bun game, my opinion, quality start. 5 innings, 1 run. Bullpen finished it all. Mountain came in, throwing 100 miles an hour. Hey, you take that W. Now, Trevor Rogers. So, I mean, he was brilliant. If this season turns around, and Nolan, we were talking about it yesterday, you can look back. If, and it's capital I, capital F, throw a couple exclamation points at the end of that. This thing turns around. You go back to that start, game two of the doubleheader against the Red Sox, where he came in, shut them out. The Orioles had just blown the first game. They were 19 games under 500. He didn't get the win, but he kept them in the game, which they eventually won. And what are they, like 16-7 or something like that since that game? If they turn it around, we will look back at that game as maybe the key game. Because I was like, Trevor Rogers, they're getting swept. Like, what else is on? That sort of thing. Now he comes back from the minors where, quite frankly, he wasn't all that great. Not only we were talking about it yesterday in the last. His numbers down at Norfolk are actually pretty bad. But the velo is still playing. He's still throwing strikes, I guess, which is something to hold your hat on. But he's going tonight, and we'll see. That's all I can say. Keep the bats cooking, and we'll see with Trevor Rogers. Because if you keep him in the game, then the bullpen's kind of situated to maybe finish things. You had some guys that pitched last night, got a little bit of rest. Be great if Rodgers goes 7 innings. But I think it's all going to be incumbent on the offense still and the pitching to keep them in games and then let the O get over the hump and let the bullpen finish the deal.
How real is it? That's what I want to know. How real is Trevor Rogers? Because the last time out, it's one start, as great as it was. And in some ways, you could probably argue at the time, that Saturday, that that might have been the best pitching performance of the season so far. Maybe someone surpassed him since then because they've actually gotten pretty good pitching performances. But you can't understate it. The fact that it was a doubleheader, the fact that they lost in heartbreaking fashion in the game one of the doubleheader. The night prior, they got blown out, I believe. So it appeared all hope was lost, which is kind of how we felt for the first month plus of the season anyway. And this was just going to be more of the same. Here comes Trevor Rogers. You know what's coming. Another blowout loss. This guy's going to stink it up out there. He's going to be the exact guy that he was after he got traded here. Don't want to put too much stock into it. Would have liked to have seen him get another opportunity a little sooner than 3 weeks later. But again, here we are. Here's your chance. And say what you want about the AAA numbers. It's not encouraging. But maybe there's a little adrenaline. Maybe he views it as, I'm pitching for my job here. You know, even last time I was great, I still got sent back down because of a numbers crunch. If I want to stay, I got to bring it.
Yeah.
So maybe that helps him out.
And with Povich on the IL, there's a spot. Got your name written all over it. So we shall see. We'll talk about that with you and as the show rolls on. And the Ravens, vengeance tour. And rightfully so. These playoff shortcomings getting to the point where it's unacceptable. As great as Lamar is during the regular season, and he's great. I mean, just look at the win-loss records. One of the best in the history of the NFL. Sub-500 playoffs. And Vinny, you know it. You were in the NFL. Fair or unfair?
Oh, totally fair.
But, I mean, the quarterback getting the heat. Well, they're 3-5.
Bob, you're making $60 million. Oh, okay. You're winning MVPs.
All right.
You know, Bob, look at Steve Young. You know, Steve Young, same thing.
Oh, yeah.
Get the monkey off his back. He finally
won. Look at Elway.
Yeah.
For the love of God.
Kelly. Well, Kelly never did.
Well, he won four. He lost four straight.
Yeah. But I think, it's totally fair. Because Lamar's the one that stands up there, talks to the media. Lamar's the MVP. And Lamar gets the credit. And Lamar, it comes with the territory, with the head coach and the quarterback. They get the praise. Look at the praise. Mahomes and Andy Reid.
Oh, no doubt.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's what it is.
Fair enough. Let's get out to the phones. Let's go to Rashawn in Baltimore. Rashawn, thanks for holding. What's happening on this Woman Crush Wednesday?
Good morning, fellas. How y'all doing, man?
Good.
All right.
Hey, Benny, I saw a rare social media post from you come across my feed about some hockey thing camp that Charlie is hosting in Edgewood.
Yeah, in July 24th. Like, yeah, you need to pop
okay,
up
yeah.
for 10 to 15 yeah, year olds.
Huh?
It's 10 for 10 to 15 year olds.
Oh, man, we planned on coming through. Well, Dustin identifies as a 15-year-old the way he acts. Like, you know.
The question is, are they going to serve beer at that thing?
No. BYOB.
It's going to turn into a Glenburnie okay. Chuck E. Cheese if that thing happens.
yeah, that'd be something else, man. Hey, let's talk about the O's and Dylan Carlson, right? So I called the morning show. And I said, since it looked like the writing was on the wall with Kerstad, you know, and the way Dylan Carlson been playing, he's on a 1 year, $900,000, you know, contract, something like that. And the guy's been producing. And Bob, you ran off them stats, man. It's just, you know, he's been playing his tail off in May and June. So why won't we, you know, offer the guy, you know, we need a veteran guy like that on the team, man. I would say, you know, I suggest to give him like a 3 year contract.
Dude, you know, he's the same age as Kerstad. He's like 26,
really?
27 years old. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I apologize. I can't remember the reporter we had on when the Cardinals and Orioles played. And a year ago at this time, he was penciled in to be the starting center fielder for the St. Louis Cardinals. And he got hurt. He kept getting hurt. And then they DFA'd him, and then the Orioles brought him in, and he didn't even make the team coming out of spring training. He's got options left, which put him in that Norfolk shuttle sort of thing, which he dealt with early in the year. But look, it's a meritocracy, obviously, with the Orioles right now. And he's earned playing time. And I have zero problem with Dylan Carlson getting starts on a semi-regular basis for the Orioles. He's defensively sound. He can hit from both sides of the plate. He's got a little bit of pop, as we have seen. The last 2 months, he's been raking a little bit. And I know Heston Kerstad was a status guy and the bat skills, blah, blah, blah. And he's like me running around. I'm talking about current day me. Young me, he's like Dylan Carlson, Rashawn, running around with a glove in the outfield. I just, if they're in it to earn achievement in the season of 25, Carlson gives you a better chance than Kerstad does. The only bummer is, where's Kerstad's trade value right now? If you're looking to flip him. Because it's going to not be, it'll be headliner guy and Heston Kerstad,
yes,
sort of thing.
And if that's the case, there's no rush to really trade Kerstad. They might as well hold on to him until maybe his value picks up, you know, maybe next year. But and time, in between time, why not hold on to a veteran guy or sign Carlson to another deal? Like Jeremy's comment was, well, we can find on this offseason, we can find many Dylan Carlsons in the offseasons. I'm like, really? You think it's that simple? Like, they're putting up this type of numbers for this, you know, for what we're paying them, though?
Yeah.
Like, they make it sound like simple.
I'm Team Carlson, Rashawn. Thanks for the call. I'm all about it if he stays healthy. Mm-hmm. And right now he's healthy, and we're seeing the results here. I mean, is Heston Kerstad doing for this offense what Carlson's been doing for the last 2 months?
I think
and defensively, yeah. Base running.
Kerstad's been exposed.
And look, we hope he performs well because it helps the Orioles, helps his trade value.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But Tony Manzolino last week, and we'll take a break, get to the calls, was asked about, hey, well, would you want Kerstad to be more DH, get the hit tool working? He's like, hey, look, if we're developing DHs, we're not doing our job.
Right.
We're developing ball players, and we still think he's a ball player, and he's got to get it together. But anyway, the Orioles won last night 5-1. Tonight, 7:35, trying to make it 2 in a row over a team, Tampa, one of the hottest in baseball. But the Orioles are one of the best teams here in June themselves. Ravens vengeance tour, and rightfully so. Anything less than a Super Bowl, is that unacceptable to you? 410-583-1057 is the number. Cordell Woodland, he was out of camp yesterday as well. Get his thoughts on what he saw. And if you have three big questions about the Ravens, what are they? It is impressions of the Ravens. We've been talking about it on and off the air. I think this, Dolan, check in real quick before we get to a call, get to Kai. Best roster in Ravens history? Is that hyperbole or is that real?
No, I think it's a fair observation. And to me, it even kind of clicked a week or so ago. I know it comes up on the show a lot about the expectations for the team, but never really in my life have I entered a Ravens season with true, this team has to make the Super Bowl expectations. For the longest time, they were the scrappy organization, defensive oriented, offense was always an afterthought. Had good years, but you never went into a season thinking, oh man, they're going to make the Super Bowl this year. Then with Lamar, early on, you still had to see it. It was still early with him. Could he follow up the 2019 MVP? Then he did it. But even last year, we didn't really know what Derrick Henry was going to bring. Certainly didn't think it was going to be close to 2,000 yards. We didn't know what Zach Gore was going to be like in his first year as DC. I think this is the first time in my life that I've truly entered a year thinking it's Super Bowl or bust.
Yeah, because really, what are the question marks, right, Nolan?
There's nothing. There's no major roster changes. There's no...
Nobody's hurt.
Glaring holes to fill.
Yeah. That's not going to work.
The biggest question mark, Nolan, is the kicker.
That would probably be the top one, yeah, if we're talking about
tighten up them offensive penalties. I mean,
that's a big one too. That's
housekeeping
huge
stuff.
Because
sure,
in reality, if you're number one in offense, and I told Munkin this, you're number one in offense, and you got 4,100 yards, and you lead the league in offensive penalties. If you cut those in half, just think of how many more yards you're getting. You know, you want to say Lamar's going to get this and that. That's how you get the extra yards.
Take your phone calls in a second, real quick though. Cordell, whip around 11 o'clock. Whip around 11:15. Stanley Cup championship decided in a convincing fashion yet again. And then the Wizard, Walt Williams. We had some communication problems yesterday, but he's back today. We're going to preview Game 6 of the NBA Finals, which is tomorrow night, as the Thunder look to rain down on the Pacers. But let's go to Reisterstown. It's Kai. Kai, thanks for holding. Where the hell you been? And hopefully you're feeling all right.
Everything's good. Everything love. What's up, Bob? What's up, Vinny?
What's happening? How you doing, man?
Everything good, man. You know, boxing, but a lot of catch up. We got to catch up.
Oh,
with that.
Hell yeah.
A lot of stuff going on. Africa, he lost last to, no, he won the other night, but he don't want to fight Antoine Russell. You know who Africa is, right? That's
Hitchens?
Yes, Hutchinson, Richardson. Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, look, I echo Nolan's sentiments when it comes to the Ravens. My expectations right now are just so high for this team. And I wanted to give Vinny opinion on what's going on out in the castle, because I haven't been following closely lately. I had, you know, a lot of things going on personally, but everything good now. But as far as the team, I see, like you guys just mentioned, we didn't lose anybody. We actually added a guy that I love in Chuck Pagano in the secondary to help out. The linebacker core looked like it's kind of solid. And I heard Vinny the other day at the end of the conversation talking about the O-line looks pretty good, better than last year.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm hoping that, you know, the cohesiveness, we get that during the, you know, training camps and all that stuff. But what is the secondary? What type of defense are we going to play, Vinny, with the two safeties? You know, the new safety we got, how does he look? How does he move? Of course, Hamlin, I know he's probably looking good right now.
Mm-hmm.
But offensively, running the ball, do you see Keaton Mitchell being a bigger threat than the wide receiver that we drafted, the big rookie? What's his name?
Wester?
Yes.
Oh, Keaton Mitchell will have a bigger role than Wester will. You know, Wester will be punt return, although he dropped a punt yesterday. He had to run a long way to go get it, but he dropped it, you know, and then he got put in the back of the line. But he can't, you know, and I heard Chris Horton or whatever, catch the effing ball.
Welcome to the pros, kid.
Yeah.
Hey, but, Vinny, do you see Lamar, like, taking charge? I mean, Lamar's up there in his years now. Everything is on his shoulder. I believe in the guy. I'm waiting to see. I think we're going to, like, breeze through the regular season. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm ready for the playoffs. You can't rush anything. You got to take one game at a time. But do you see his leadership, his maturity? And I know it's just only had one day out there, but what do you see as far as his movements and his, you know, his maturity and just his control of the team right now, of the offense?
Well, when he steps out on the field, the energy levels up. It's a totally different football team when eight steps out on the field. And when eight's out there, it's totally different attitude amongst the players. I mean, when you walk out on the field and eight's on the field, you feel like you're going to win the game. That's kind of – and if you heard him in the press conference yesterday, total command, much smoother, you know, in total control, kind of like he is with the offense.
He's on a vengeance tour, as are the Ravens as a team. We'll talk about that subject and more with Cordell Woolen coming up top of the hour. Whip around 11:15. What happened in the world of sports last night? Well, the Cubs staying home, where it's been for the last couple of years. And the Wiz, Walt Williams, talk about the NBA. And also Derek Queen next, Thursday? A week from today is the first round of the draft.
Yeah.
Derek Queen, how's that skill set going to play in the NBA? Widely projected, the Baltimore native Maryland Terrapin. Yeah, lottery pick.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.